Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
If the so-called H.R. 5 Equality Act is passed, it will open the door to pedophilia. That's right. There's a huge danger in so many areas, but this is also one. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Linda Harvey wrote an article. It says, Equality Act opens back door to pedophilia. And she begins by saying, Jason is 13 and wants to date his 21-year-old student teacher. If the LGBT Equality Act passes through Congress, the age of consent barrier may fall and allow him to do so. This is not hypothetical, because there's already an organization. It's called Before You Act. B and then the number four, You Act. They actually have conferences around the country, and it's just one of many. In fact, I know a couple of experts that have attended that conference just to see what they're doing. And unbelievably, they have people that have PhDs that are teaching at various universities. These are highly educated individuals, and they're advocating this, that pedophilia, the desire to have sexual relations with a minor, they call it minor attracted orientation. You've heard of sexual orientation. They call it minor attracted orientation. They're just simply attracted to minors. They say it's no different than, quote, sexual orientation, and therefore these age of consent laws ought to be done away with, because you should not prohibit an adult from having sexual relations with a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, whatever age it is, because that's just another orientation.
You know, this, it just sounds like a horror movie, Matt, just listening to you talk about this. But, you know, I know California is trying to pass a bill where it would not be an offense to have sexual relations with a minor. So this is just tip of the iceberg. But this H.R. 5, I think it would actually take away parental rights, whether the parent is on board or not, hopefully not. But if this were to happen, this would take away their parental rights and allow their child to be subjected to this kind of abuse.
You know, it's as strange as it sounds. If you go back to 1948, when Alfred Kinsey wrote the book Sexuality in the Human Male, and then 1953, Sexuality in the Human Female. In 1954, the American Law Institute, which proposes model criminal codes using the so-called information from Kinsey's books, lowered the age of consent in their proposed model laws, and also lowered the penalties for rape. Why? Because Kinsey said that you are sexual beings from birth, therefore there should be no age limit. And he also said that in his so-called research, and I use that with quotes, because he never had a statistician, and some of the people that he interviewed were actual pimps, that there was no evidence of harm to a woman who had undergone rape. Therefore, that's how you get these laws that provide less criminal penalties to rapists, because of this whole idea of Kinsey coming from the 1948-1953. So this whole abolition of this age of consent, that no one is too young to engage in sexual activity, also goes all the way back to the Kinsey idea, which has been clearly debunked. And now you see it coming out in H.R. 5, the most radical threat of the LGBT agenda to religious freedom and to moral values and liberty that I've ever seen come out of Congress at any time.
So it not only lower the age of consent for homosexual behavior, but also take away parental rights, where it's saying the parents don't have the right to influence your child's sexual identity anymore, since it is, quote unquote, immutable.
Right. I mean, it would be, for example, and we've already seen some of this happen, both in the United States and around the world, where a parent objects to the son or daughter wanting to take hormone-blocking medication, not wanting to refer to their daughter by male pronouns or vice versa, their son, with female pronouns, not wanting to authorize certain kinds of hormone treatment or medical treatment as abuse or neglect. It's similar, if you think about it, as strange as it sounds, a parent being charged with abuse or neglect because they refuse to provide proper medical care to their child, and someone says that child is suffering, medical care is available, but they're withholding medical care from that particular child, and they need medical care. Put it in the context of having H.R. 5 passed, which includes sexual orientation and gender identity in multiple federal laws and expands the reach. You already have this happening in different places around the country and even in the United States. Now you put this on a nationwide basis where states and local governments have to comply and transform their laws, et cetera. And a parent says, I'm not going to authorize hormones for my daughter to have her hormones blocked and later testosterone. I'm not going to authorize a surgical procedure to remove her breast. Mm. And then what happens? The state comes in and says, you're engaging in parental abuse because you're mentally abusing your child by not referring to them as who they are, not providing medical care that they need, in their view. And this also includes this area of what Linda Harvey's pointed out, pedophilia, lowering the age of consent, making the age of consent lower, or frankly, abolishing it. And again, if I had the list, I wish I had it in front of me, of the names of the people and their credentials that spoke at the Before You Act event, where I know two good friends that attended mm-hmm. to see what was going on, you would be shocked that these people are high-level professors at various universities around the country promoting the fact that minor attracted individuals is just another one of these sexual orientations, and that's just who they are. They are attracted to minors, and therefore there should be no law prohibiting consent. You need to abolish this law and consequently open the door to pedophilia.
So this bill, H.R. 5, now defines sexual orientation as homosexuality, heterosexuality, and bisexuality. So what is stopping it from saying that, well, pedophilia is also is a born that way condition as well?
Well, there's nothing because
right, it's going
it
there.
Says homosexuality, and someone says, well, I am attracted to a person of the same sex, take an example as a male, of someone who's younger, and that's my, quote, orientation. You know, they could use the language that is fictitious, I'm born that way, I have these attractions, et cetera. You know, you've heard the lingo, it's not scientifically based for sure, because there's been twin studies, identical twins, where one is homosexual and the other is not. And if it were genetic, both of them would be homosexual. They have the same eye color, hair color. They look identical. They would have the same homosexual tendencies. And they're not. We know people like that. There's lots of research out there. So it is not genetically based. There is no one that is, quote, born that way. This is a sexual deviation from the model, from the standard that God has designed, the union of a man and a woman in marriage, male and female in marriage. And what this does is ultimately harm people because it takes what God designs and completely turns it upside down and backwards.
You know, this just opens the floodgate for abuse toward minors. I mean, you think about it in the schools, you have teachers and children. Think about in foster care situations with adults and children. In public places, it just opens the floodgates for more and more minors to be abused.
Well, a hearing was just recently conducted on the U.S. House at a committee, and this is moving fast through the U.S. House, and also it will move over to the Senate. I believe we can stop this bill. It's called the Equality Act, misnamed, of course, because it has no equality for religious freedom, no protection for an objector, a non-consenter. it will ultimately overrule your religious freedom. It applies to churches and religious organizations. It will expand the federal government's reach far beyond what it is now, even with current law. So it doesn't just add sexual orientation and gender identity. It opens up every nook and cranny of our daily lives and infuses LGBT agenda and ideology into every area of our lives. Go to Liberty Counsel's website because I believe we can stop this. HR 5 is the Equality Act. lc.org/HR5. lc.org/HR5. Learn about it and make your voice known in opposition.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.